Ajayi.
Welcome to the Ascendant. And now, your host, Ajayi Yeager and Rick Brennan.
All right, Rick, let's try this again. Welcome again. You missed a good
Ajayi.
3 minutes of content off the top of this show. Welcome to the Asylum Fantasy Sports Show at AsylumFantasySports.com.
Shall I do it again?
I believe you shall.
Welcome to the Asylum. My name is Rick Briggs.
Ajayi.
I am glad that you came in here because we will be discussing Lamar Miller's backup.
Who's
briefly.
That?
Ajayi.
Oh, that was that at JJ.
His name is Jay.
Ajayi.
And this
you
is
seem a little somber, right?
This
a little
is
serious.
Four on Twitter. This is dedicated. The first couple of minutes is dedicated to at GMoney69, known as Megabush, because we will be discussing Jay
Ajayi.
And I do not want to be accused of not pronouncing someone's last name properly.
Oh, that's true. That's very important.
So, Lamar Miller's backup for the Miami Dolphins, Jay
Ajayi,
will be watching his career unfold before us in 2015.
I believe his career may be over.
And we would like to report on his stats.
Okay. Ajayi. So, this will be a weekly segment, the JJ segment.
No, Rick, it is Jay.
Jay.
Ajayi.
JJ.
No.
No.
Ajayi.
Ah, I got
Ajayi.
It.
Ajayi.
Ajayi.
Okay.
Ajayi. Thank he related you. To Chris Oogly Boogly. Is he still around?
Chris Obanai is still in the league.
All right.
All right, I'm done.
You feel better now? Get that off
your
chest.
Stick out your pipe.
Ajayi.
I think that listener that we have not yet sit here. Yes, some people didn't find it so funny, and that's been
Ajayi
sticking in Rick's craw all week. But we are back. Well, right off the top of the show, Rick. Got
360 certainly lends to knowledge that there's a lot of teams in this thing.
That's true.
Ajayi.
And he's on a lot of them.
It's true. He's all over the place.
We can
is he now the official running back of the Asylum Fantasy Sports Show? Because we had Jackie Battle for a while. Who's after Jackie? We had one after Jackie
Somebody
Battle.
Some other numbskull. I can't remember who it was, but it doesn't matter. Okay.
All right. So,
but let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's jump in. I got some other things I want to cover. If we
all right. And our first lineup was sent to us a few days ago now, but we were saving them from CBS's Heath Cummings. And we appreciate Heath sending his in, and he sent in the comment that he gives himself a solid B. And I perused down through it, and I basically have to agree with him there. It's a good, solid team.
All right, so we got Tom Brady. God, if Goodell would ever answer that question. I like how he's dodging it now, right along with Le'Veon Bell on top of that there is no timetable. Camp starts tomorrow, jerk. Let's make some decisions here. Assuming that's going to be cut, Julian Edelman told you too, Rick, that Brady's ticked off, and I think he's going to come back and he's going to have something to prove this year. This could be a 2007 Tom Brady all over again when he gets back. Ryan Fitzpatrick probably ends up starting. I don't think kills you, doesn't hurt you. And Alex Smith is slow and steady, wins the race. And with Jeremy Macklin there, he might throw one or two passes to a wide receiver this year. Jumping down to running backs, Kadeem Carey, Mark Ingram, Rashad Jennings, a guy I'm starting to warm back up on, David Jarko Murray, Kyrie Robinson, Robert Turbin, like that running back core.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly have instant starters, with DeMarco Murray and Mark Ingram. I think Rashad Jennings, hopefully he can stay healthy. I think he's going to turn into a decent enough fantasy starter for a lineup, good RB2. And he has some depth there. Kyrie Robinson has some potential. Turbin could be extremely significant anything ever happened to Beast Mode. So, I mean, he's got some depth there. And then we go to wide receiver, Dez Bryant. We love that pick, obviously. He's got Andre. He's got Roddy White to name some of the big-name veterans on there. He also throws in Michael Crabtree, Michael Floyd, Tyler Lockett, Devontae Parker, and Devin Smith. Pretty solid wide receiving corps.
Yeah.
Not, you know, I mean, you have Dez Bryant.
Strong at the top.
Very strong.
Loving Andre Johnson this year.
Yeah, I like the steady depth throughout.
You hop down to tight end, Clay, Jimmy Graham, Josh Hill, Max Williams. Clay is a wild card. If we can get the production we got out of him in Miami, up there in Buffalo, and I would think the opportunity should be there, especially assuming their quarterback situation remains as absolutely horrific as it is, be it E.J. Manuel or your boy. Looking for the dump off to Charles Clay. He could be a good real weapon there, and this could be a team starting two tight ends. So, Rick, I agree with you. I think that's a B squad, a lot of high-end talent, low-end depth.
I'll go along with you on the starting two tight ends, but I tell you what, I think Josh Hill might be the second one starting on that New Orleans offense. You got Jimmy Graham, and Heath just came. Well, let's draft his replacement as well. We know what Graham did with New Orleans. Josh Hill could be very potent as well at tight end. So, I mean, I think he's got a lot of options.
I'll be curious to see if that was a Jimmy Graham thing or it was a Drew Brees and the New Orleans offense thing. Now, look, I think Jimmy Graham's a special talent, and you can't slide any rum-dum in there to fill in. But do you use the tight end to the same degree without Jimmy Graham? When Jimmy Graham was nicked up last year, we didn't see that. So I'll be curious to see if going into the season with somebody having an entire off season, getting number one reps, if someone can slide in there. It's certainly a guy you like scooping up and sticking at the end of the bench, and they can come around. Rick, I think Charlie Parker, first lucky Fanny Brett, third quarterback. Jay Cutler, your boy Ben Roethlisberger, who you're all over at quarterback. I don't hate just going two quarterbacks, Rick. There was such, at least in my division, there was such a quarterback run, third, fourth, fifth round. What are you going to do, draft Alex Smith in the sixth round? You know what I mean, Rick? It's almost, you got your high-end guy in Roethlisberger. I think Jay Cutler in this format is going to do just fine for you. Look, he's a head case. I wouldn't want him leading my NFL team. It's not a hate as my number two quarterback on my fantasy squad. I don't hate that. He says that's his biggest regret, not getting the third one. Being that who the third one's probably going to be, I don't know who he took in the stead of a third quarterback. I don't.
I mean, but with the mega flex situation, I've got quarterbacks. I've got Roethlisberger and Breeze, and I backed them up with Derek Carr. Just for the sake of you having a bye week, chances are, you know, the quarterbacks who you want to start, you know, is another flex position. But I'm looking through his lineup, looks a little thin at running back.
Yeah, I'm there.
I'm concerned at running back. Let's wide receiver first because he's in great shape at wide receiver. He's got Dez Bryant. I mean, this is where he picked up some meat instead,
right,
is what you're talking about. You have Dez Bryant. We have Eric Decker. We have Oriel Green Beckham from Tennessee. We have Justin Hardy. We have Justin Hunter.
That's not so good.
Elshon Jeffrey, Jordy Nelson, Mohamed Sanu, and Darren Waller. I mean, you got three studs.
Yeah, you had three ones there.
Decker is certainly adequate fill-in. I don't mind him. He's probably a 75 to 80 catch guy.
Wow, you think that high?
He had that many last year.
Did he really?
Brandon Marshall there now. So, I mean, I think
I'm
maybe
not even
more.
That high. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I should start reading the stats.
Yes, you should read, read my article about undervalued players.
I'm not reading anything.
Well, you'll learn about Eric Decker.
I'm not the reading type, Rick.
You'll learn about Eric Decker and
Ajayi.
I don't know who that guy is. All right, so my concerns here, what do we got at tight end? Amara Kelsey. So you got
Ajayi.
No, there's no JJ here on this team. So great at tight end, really stupendous at wide receiver, good to above average at quarterback.
I want to hit on a topic. While we're doing this,
But Rick's been drinking.
Opportunity to just kind of beer off a little bit. Are you buying into Travis Kelce as heavy as so many of our colleagues are? I mean, I like the guy, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I've seen this guy is up there top three, four tight ends.
Right. From a skill perspective, yeah.
Talking fantasy. I'm not.
I'm not. I'm only because of the offense he's in. It's Jamaal Charles and everybody else. I think he gets ranked, valued this high because of their refusal to use a wide receiver. That said, they have a legitimate wide receiver in town now. Your best friend Dwayne Bowe's gone. You bring in Jeremy Maclin. Now, I think that could help a guy like Kelce. I think he has that skill set of a, you know, I'm not comparing him to these guys, so don't go nuts and send us 7,000 nasty tweets. But
yeah, go ahead.
He has the skill set of your Grahams, of your Gronks, of your Gates. He's got the hands. He's got the uncoverability, if that's a word. I'm just not sure he's in the right offense. I don't have his stats from last year right in front of me. Look, this is a top 10 guy. But to be drafted up there with the elites of Gronk and Graham, the elites going back to Antonio Gates years ago when these were top two, three, fourth round picks, I'm not convinced Travis Kelce's that guy, no. Now, comparatively, and here's where I think the discussion comes in. I think he ranks third,
very
fourth, fifth. I agree. He ranks in that area.
Okay, fantasy-wise. Okay.
Fantasy-wise, he finishes as a top seven tight end.
Okay, let's play.
But there's a big chasm.
We're going to play our game.
Oh, all right, let's play it.
Kelce.
Ajayi.
Or Ajayi.
I'll go Kelce there.
Okay, yeah. Kelce, Olsen.
Oh, I want Greg Olsen.
Kelce, Martellus Bennett.
I want Bennett.
Kelce, obviously, Gronk and Graham, we know that. Okay.
Right.
Jason Witten.
I think I'll go Kelce there.
Okay.
Now, albeit I'm buying him a whole lot of Witten this year because of the value I'm getting on him.
Right.
And that's where the thing comes from.
Right. And I understand the value aspect of it. I'm just trying to gauge where you have him as far as just overall maybe points.
All right. So let's go. Gronk obviously one. I still believe Jimmy Graham's two.
Yeah, I got Olsen two.
I'm willing to go Olsen three. I still like Bennett at four. I think especially with Marshall going, I think he becomes an even bigger target. Now we're getting iffy. If Antonio Gates didn't have his issue, I might think about him there. So I think when we get to five, I'm comfortable with Kelce. But I think there's a big drop-off from who was my fourth? Bennett, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a
right?
big drop, not necessarily a big drop-off in terms of catches, but a big drop-off in terms of value. To Kelce. Kelce being drafted ahead of Olsen and of Bennett. So from that aspect, you know, Kelce's being overdrafted. I still think he finishes as the fifth overall tight end. I'm just not convinced that a top four-round draft pick is worthy. The fifth tight end is worthy of a fourth-round draft pick, I guess is what I'm trying to spit out here.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying value-wise, and I agree with you. Okay, how about Kelce Delanie Walker?
Yeah, I'm just going to go Kelce.
Really?
Yeah. I like Walker, but...
You've warmed on Kelce since our rating show. I know you're not buying into Owen Daniels.
No, not in top five. Right.
I'm talking Kelce. Okay. Your boy, Julius Thomas.
Oh, I forgot about him. You know what? I'm going to go Tom there. I'm going to go Thomas there, so I just moved Kelce down to six.
Okay, see, Dwayne Allen or Kobe Fleener, take your pick.
Yeah, it's spread out too much. Either one of those guys, if it was just them in that offense, I think are right there. But with them being split, it's Kelce.
Okay, so you've got him about six is what you're telling me.
Right.
I have him probably 8 to 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Gronk, I've got Olsen. I've got, Graham Bennett. I got Delanie Walker ahead of him. I've got Jason Witten slightly ahead of him.
I hope so.
I've got
Owen
Daniels ahead of him.
Yeah, you're going all in.
I like
Danny.
You're getting all gooey over Danny. I would have certainly had Gates over him if it wasn't for the suspension, but, you know, consequently, he's below him now. But Julius Thomas I actually have below him. So, you know, we vary a little bit, but I think it averages out pretty close.
Right. And the point for me, though, is a fourth-round pick is just entirely too high for this guy. It's a tight end position. I need Gronk, Olsen, Graham type of production. So coming back to this team, Rick, I think his problem is, did we read the running backs?
No.
David Cobb, Tevin Coleman, Todd Gurley, Roy Helu, David Johnson, Matt Jones, Josh Robinson, Andre Williams. He's only got one potential number one running back,
yeah.
And Todd Gurley isn't guaranteed anything.
No, you may not have a starting running back on that squad, and that is a huge problem. Look, Roy Helu is going to have his stats, and he's going to have some play time, but look, it's Latavius Murray's job to lose, and then for good or bad, there's still Trent Richardson in there. Really, yeah, he's still questionable for training camp, you know, and coming off those knees, Trey Mason acquitted himself quite well, so I think there's a real possibility that there's a split in duties there. You have Cobb. I mean, yeah, they're going to be pushing Bishop Sankey. So, I mean, you know, Cobb is certainly not by any means an RB1. Tevin Coleman, certainly a potential RB1 in Atlanta.
Ajayi.
No potential for RB1. I'm sorry. But he doesn't have him on his team. Andre Williams, I think a lot depends on how he comes into training camp and develops. Rashad Jennings' health.
I think Vereen complicates things for Andre Williams a little
bit. It sure does.
Josh
Robinson, it's not his job.
Right.
I mean, and Matt Jones, it's not his job either.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you got real problems there at running back, something you may want to address later on.
Ajayi.
Perhaps with Ajayi, you could try that. So let's jump up to Rick Joshua at Lake2QBs on Twitter. He says, here's his final roster. He emphasized running back and quarterback and aimed for undervalued wide receivers late. Reminds us that this is a quarter point per carry league, which is very interesting. I think benefits, Rick, the quarterback position even more than the running back position. And I nailed that down. Josh McCown, Cam Newton, and Phillip Rivers. So I think sitting pretty there at quarterback. Listen to this running back core, Rick. I like this. Gio Bernard, LeGarrette Blount, Arian Foster, Eddie Lacy, Lamar Miller, and Lorenzo Talaferro there in Baltimore. So you have got 1, 2, 3, 5 guys who are potential starters there.
Yeah, I mean, I see the only problem with that is because he does have Lamar Miller.
Ajayi.
He should have been on there to handcuff Lamar Miller.
Absolutely. But other than that, this is the best
yeah.
This is the best running back core I've seen in a Scott Fishbowl. So
that
I'm curious, Rick, and I'm going to let you read it as I get another swill of beer here, what kind of price he paid at the wide receiver position.
Well, let's go down through them. You know, you have Danny Amendola, which is, you know, take Amendola how you want. I think the guy has just, he's always had potential. He's never been able to stay in the field, and he's never really lived up to it. So, I mean, it's eh. Martavis Bryant, I love that pick. Amari Cooper, jury's out on the rookie, but I think there's a lot of potential there with Derek Carr. Malcolm Floyd from San Diego. There's a real wild card in San Diego with Stevie Johnson coming there.
Right.
I can see Stevie Johnson pushing Malcolm Floyd out.
Well, don't read ahead, Rick.
Okay. I'm not reading ahead, obviously. Greg Jennings is next, and then there's Stevie Johnson, which, you know, I'm focused.
Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
Focused.
Yeah, singular
focus. Kind of like
Ajayi.
Yeah,
he's focused.
Yeah,
he's
really
definitely
focused. Marvin Jones, Cincinnati, Reuben Randall, Rod Streeter, and Marcus Wheaton. A lot of vanilla stuff after Stevie Johnson.
But when you've got those five running backs,
yeah,
that's great.
Right.
Martavis Bryant, Rick, tell me why. You've been reading Twitter. I know you're all over the Twitter. Everybody hates Martavis Bryant.
Good.
After what he did at the end of the year last year, everybody hates him. Look, Marcus Wheaton ain't the guy. Name the second wide receiver in Pittsburgh. And what I think everybody...
It's Martavis Bryant.
Right.
I mean,
every headline for the last few weeks has been... It's dawned on everybody, holy crap, Ben Roethlisberger is an elite quarterback in the NFL. You've got Antonio Brown, who statistically is the best wide receiver in the NFL. There's going to be another guy. It ain't going to be Heath Miller. Le'Veon Bell's going to get his when he gets back. Martavis Bryant's fixing to take care of business. I don't know why everybody's washed their hands of him. I don't understand
it. I certainly cannot figure that one out. This guy is the second coming of, you know, pick a guy. I mean, okay, Pittsburgh guy, Plaxico Burress. I mean, he is a big, rangy guy with good hands, and he's going to be a great red zone target. He's already proven that in his rookie year.
And he loves catching touchdown passes.
Yeah,
that's
right,
all he
write
does.
Write him off because it'll
well, be, he's going to be a one-trick pony. He's going to be Mike Wallace in
I'm
that
not
offense.
So sure. I'm not so sure. I think, look, I don't want to call a rookie a one-trick pony. Give this guy another couple years to learn and develop. Then maybe we will, or we'll say, hey, this guy is
he could be the, real
the total package. But that he is
a legit deep threat who's going to catch 9 to 12 touchdowns somewhere in there. So, I mean, you're probably looking at him as your number one. If Amari Cooper does everything, a lot of the rookie, all the draft experts expect. And, look, you plug in a Reuben Randall, you plug in a Floyd or a Stevie Johnson, however that shakes out. With those five running backs, you're fine. I like that. He put together a good wide receiver core. Considering where he put his focus at.
I like that
receiver. Martavis Bryant's a steal when you drafted that type of running back.
That running back core is phenomenal. And like I said, there's only one weakness in it. And if he was there, it would be perfect.
And down at tight end, Rick, you can probably fill two roster spots here to make up for those wide receivers with Bennett, Heath Miller, and Delanie Walker. Starting Bennett Walker every week, you're going to be in pretty good shape. You're going to get away with starting only two or three of these wide receivers. I like this team. I like this strategy.
He doesn't have a tight end that is not worthy a start.
Right.
I mean, Heath Miller is basically the forgotten guy in that trio, and he had 60-some catches last year. So, yeah, you have Martellus Bennett, who is a top-five guy. You have Delanie Walker, potentially top-five guy. And you have Heath Miller, who is probably the best all-around or was the best all-around tight end in football. Who can put up some pretty good numbers at times. So, yeah, I mean, this is a very solid squad. I mean, you know, a little weak at wide receiver, but with the strength of Cam Newton and Phil Rivers at quarterback, the studs at running back, and then the trio at tight end. I mean, he has plenty.
And plenty of wide receiver talent
to
supplement the rest of that talent. So let's jump up,
well
Rick.
Well done, Joshua Lane.
Indeed, Josh. Good job. Up to Kent Dougal at Kent, hold on, let me make sure I'm saying it right. Kent99 on Twitter. He knows we're all sick of seeing these by now, but please indulge and indulge we will.
Marcus, I'd like to if I could find him.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's he at?
Through. It's one of those ones Scott forwarded over to us. It's a couple ahead there.
I see
you got
one that says Ryan.
You got just listen. I'll take
it. Have we gotten to Ryan yet?
I don't remember. I don't think. Did I skip Ryan?
Well, you could have.
Well,
here's
we're talking Kent here.
All right.
Marcus Mariota, Cam Newton, Carson Palmer. So Cam and Carson, love that. I know you're a Carson Palmer guy. You did? Good for you.
Yeah, because I got some help.
Who helped you? Man, he's a man of many talents.
I'll tell you something else. I love that.
All right, so Newton, Palmer, love that. Ellington, Frank Gore, Jeremy Hill, Alfred Morris, Adrian Peterson, Josh Robinson. Look at that running back core.
Yeah, we just talked about what was it, Mr. Lake?
Right.
You know, running back core. There's nothing second string about this.
Yeah, I think
here.
Kent
One,
here just pinch slapped that running back core is what he did.
I tell you what, there's five starters on it. There's no question. Cole Beasley, Anquan Boldin, Dwayne Bowe, and John. And Marlon, he loves the killer wide receiver. You know, there's a little bit of talent there. Anquan Boldin, to me, stands out.
Yeah, that's about it.
John Brown, certainly potential with Arizona. He's had some bright spots. I tell you what, I am warming up dramatically on Marlon Brown. And in earlier mock drafts, people are getting him at a steal. I think
he was my Mr. Irrelevant in the Scott Fish Bowl.
Right, and I think come mid-August, you're going to be paying a higher price for Marlon Brown, but I like this guy. He's also got Malcolm Floyd, Vincent Jackson, Allen Robinson, who I love, and Eddie Royal.
So you roll out those two quarterbacks who I love, that fantastic running back core. Then you throw out B-Jax, Allen Robinson, Anquan Bolden. Your lineup right there down the tight ends. Harry Donald, Rob Hauser, who I don't know why annoys the hell out of me, Rob Hauser. But Delanie Walker. So you got
Delanie Walker and Larry Donnell.
I mean, this is a team that's going to compete. Loving the running back.
Yeah, I mean, Eli loves using that tight end. So you don't have a whole lot to sacrifice Larry Donnell and Delanie Walker at tight end. Hauser, he's a fill-in, obviously. But, yeah, that it's a running back core again, man. I tell you what, it looks very solid.
All right, so let's head up to at lad underscore SMS. At quarterback, sitting pretty there. Justin Forsett, Roy Helu, Doug Martin, Latavius Murray, Theo Riddick, Darren Sproles, Lorenzo Talaferro. Just sort of steady across the block there.
Yeah, there's no question. Of course, I can't seem to find
it. For Doug Dobb, still on the Gavin Hunter, might as well throw him out. He likes throwing that knife around a bit. Cody Latimer, Jordan Matthews, Muhammad Sanu, Golden Tate. Again, sort of steady and unspectacular the whole way across the board, which might be one of those slow and steady wins the race. I like this lineup so far.
Yeah, and some these kind of lineups are the ones that you can, but it's depth the whole way through that seems to win a lot of games and win some championships. And, yeah, this one seems pretty good.
Yeah, I clicked off of it. So we'll move off from there. But a real solid, real steady squad. So, Rick, I'm going to scale up.
Oh, there it is. Lad FF. Gee, I missed it.
Now,
okay.
Now we are up to Ryan, who you were trying to get to. SFB3, excited for fantasy football to begin. This team could be special, he says.
Well, we'll be the judge of that there, Ryan. So you sit back and relax, and we'll get our boys going here. Andrew Luckett, quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger.
Boom.
Yeah, okay, I'm excited.
How do you like that?
And the Sanchez, Mark Sanchez will fill that in. Then we have, for running back, we have Jay.
Ajayi.
Who was that again?
I believe
it. Ajayi.
Oh, okay, Jay. Ajayi.
DJ. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I like that. And
Ajayi.
Yeah. Cameron Artis Payne, who I believe will be starting for Carolina by week six.
Yeah.
Week 4 to 6. Monty Ball, who you are higher on than most people.
Yeah.
Duke Johnson from Cleveland, Ryan Matthews, DeMarco Murray, Chris Polk, Robert Turbin, and Shane Vereen. You know, there's some potential there. There's some weak spots, obviously. I love DeMarco Murray. Your boy Ryan Matthews of Philadelphia, I don't know how you feel about him.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a forgotten man there with Darren Sproles still in
there. But he has the Philadelphia running back situation,
right?
You know, under wraps, which is good. Monty Ball, a real wild card. Artis Payne, same thing.
You know what I wish? Duke Johnson wasn't in Cleveland. Doing some reading up on this cat.
Oh, I know.
Recently. This guy's a special player. He really is. You just worry you get to... Now, Trent Richardson had that 1 year. This is a guy I kind of got my eye on. Amongst all these rookie running backs with Gurley, with the dunk that went to San Diego, whose name I just went blank on. There's some real big names there. Duke Johnson's sort of forgotten about it. This guy intrigues me, and it's just a shame he has to do it in Cleveland.
Yeah, and I tell you what, this seems to be a theme running up and down this lineup here. We have Duke Johnson from Cleveland. Then we get to the wide receiver.
Melvin Gordon.
We have Brian Hartline from Cleveland. We have Andrew Hawkins from Cleveland. We have Rob Hauser from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Get away from the Browns, man. I mean, that is a death sentence.
All right, so the rest of the running backs, Colston, Cooks, Hartline, Hawkins, Latimer,
this
Matthews, Sammy Watkins. What I say?
Wow, running back.
Yeah, same.
Colston, Cooks, Hartline, Hawkins, Latimer, Matthews, Watkins. Yes.
Am I stupid that I'm starting to get a little goo-goo for Marquise Colston with Jimmy Graham leaving? And this is a guy I can have in double-digit rounds.
Think about it. Who has the chemistry with Drew Brees
just him.
Any better than Colson. I mean, Brandon Cooks is there, but Kenny Stills is gone.
Right.
Jimmy Graham's gone. It's Colson and Cooks. And everybody's saying C.J. Spiller is going to come in there and do the Darren Sproles thing. Look, you get 8 games out of Spiller, feel fortunate.
Right.
I like Colson and Cooks.
Here's my thing. Yeah, right.
We're still ranking Breeze
yeah.
as a top, maybe not a top 3 or 4 quarterback.
I still got him
there.
Top
6 quarterback.
Easily. Absolutely.
Easily. Well, he's got to throw to somebody.
Bingo.
Okay? If it's not if it's not going to be Josh Hill, who's taking Jimmy Graham's place, which, you just don't walk in and take
Jimmy
Graham's place.
You don't
replace
Jimmy Graham, no.
You got Marquise Colston, who is a proven 1,000-yard receiver. And you have Brandon Cooks, who is, rapidly becoming very significant. These are 2 solid guys.
Brandon Cooks is going to be the flash guy. By proxy, with Jimmy Graham gone, maybe Hill makes a liar out of me here, but with Jimmy Graham gone, that makes Marquise Colston the possession receiver in an offense that I don't care what they say with Mark Ingram and C.J. Spiller in town, that's going to throw the ball 45 times a game. Can I interest you in that, the possession receiver on a team that's going to throw the ball 45 times a game? Can I give you some of that? If I didn't attach a name to that, you'd be doing cartwheels to get this guy.
Right.
Because it's Marquise Colston, and he will drive you nuts and score 37 this week and then take a month and a half off. I understand that. I think those days may be a bit over. It's Cooks as your flash guy, your over-the-top guy, you just got Colston reeling him in. And in these PPR formats, I am getting every bit of Marquise Colston I can get at the ridiculously low price I can get him at.
Yeah, so you throw Colston, Cooks in there, with Jordan Matthews, Cody Latimer out of Denver, who's so-so, but Sammy Watkins. So I think you're okay.
Tight end, we got Ertz.
Pardon me.
Howsler again. Hate him. And Delanie Walker. So like Delanie Walker there. Look, so this team, I think it could be special. I think you nailed it. Could be. You're set. You're just golden at your quarterback position. Not thrilled about the running backs. The receivers are unspectacular, but steady, good at the tight end position, above average with potential. With those 2 quarterbacks, any given week, you could put up 1.5 just between the 2 of them.
Yeah. And, I mean, this team could be special. I mean, he's right about that. But I tell you what, you have to have some of the pieces fall into place. There's a potential that this team could knock it out of the park, but also could be below 500. So, I mean, there's a lot riding on a few different players.
Absolutely. So let's move to Truck. Just Truck at Truck 1223. He's talking to Scott here. Thanks again for letting me in this year, and good luck. Let me know what you think if you have the time. And we should probably take the time to hear Rick. Thank you to Scott for having us in. The draft was a blast, and 2 good shows are just breaking these down. And if you've ever done a radio show, anything that provides content is just a gift from the heavens, especially in July.
Yeah, and we're looking at Truck's lineup, loving quarterback. He's got Eli Manning. He's got Aaron Rodgers. So good enough said.
No, you don't shortchange my boy Geno.
Yeah. Well, you'll be starting Geno over Aaron Rodgers, I'm
absolutely.
Sure.
Me on Geno Smith Island. Only you, me, and Scott and Jersey in the house get that. Maybe Dean from Connecticut. That's about it.
Then we run into a few problems.
Uh-oh. I like how you just transition right through.
Travaris Cadet from New Orleans.
The man you love. But he
used to be in New Orleans. Excuse me, New England.
Good luck. I don't know.
It's a New England back.
Bolton's still there. Blunt's still there.
Exactly. Benny Cunningham, St. Louis. Look, you got Gurley. You got Trey Mason and then Benny Cunningham. Ronnie Hillman, you already mentioned earlier. There's word out there. He's liable to get cut. Rashad Jennings, I don't mind. Trey Mason, I don't mind. Latavius Murray, I do love. Theo Riddick could be significant if something happens in Detroit, but he's basically the third wheel right now. And Darren Sproles and Shane Vereen.
So I see what he's doing there, getting Sproles and Vereen. And I think this is a wise move in any type of PPR format. And in this format specifically, if you find yourself a little weak at running back, those are 2 guys you can grab, plug in every week, and have high, high potential in a PPR format.
Yeah, but why not
Ajayi.
Well, he clearly missed the ball on that one. That's true. All right, let's move on to wide receiver. We have Cole Beasley, Eric Decker, Jordan Matthews, who I love, Jordy Nelson, who is wonderful, Golden Tate, another one, Terrence Williams, high on Terrence Williams, Marquise Wilson, and Robert Woods. I think he's got a base.
That massive group there. What do we got at tight end? Your boy Owen Daniels and Austin's Ferry Jenkins. I hope I said that right. I don't know.
Ajayi.
Everybody's all goo-goo over this donk. I'm not buying into it.
I think he's a very good backup tight end. We've got Owen Daniels. And even Shane Vereen and Sproles, as you mentioned, there's potential there to carry this team. It's not going to kill him at a running back position. Agreed?
No, it's not going to kill him. They're not going to win you games, but I'm not sure they cost you any games. I think Jordan Matthews is probably the wild card on that team. He does, and he's a wild card on a lot of teams. I forget which show, if it was this show, or we sort of piggybacked off this show on the Fantasy Sports Network last week, but Latavius Murray, Jordan Matthews, these were sort of these hinge type of guys at which direction your team's going to go, and I think this is one of those teams. So we are at the Fantasy Consultant, at Consult Fantasy on Twitter. Let's see, what do we got here? This doesn't look like a full roster. I've just got receivers here, so... Bailey, Britt, Brown, Hawkins, Jackson, Janice, Jones, White. So I don't love the receivers. That's all I have there, though.
All right, let's move on to Pyro Man 1. And if I can pull his up, which I don't seem to see his either.
Well, I remember that name. I got it right here. Rick.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I'm sorry. Pyromaniac.
So thank you there, Mr. Pyromaniac.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, there it is. Sam Bradford, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Eli Manning, Mark Sanchez. You got Eli Manning as a good starter. Ryan Fitzpatrick can help you out. And who knows about Sam Bradford?
I'm intrigued by Bradford this year. Him and Foles. That trade intrigues me.
Yeah, me too. I mean, and there's a lot of names in that quarterback realm that can suffice you through. You know, let's put it that way. Then we go to running backs. We have Javorius Allen, Baltimore, C.J. Anderson, your boy there.
Not buying him, Rick.
You can't, you know.
Listen, if you want to hear that, okay, I won't waste your time here. Listen to the Fantasy Sports Network show. It's by Fantasy Sports Network, 1 o'clock.com, 1 o'clock on Saturday. You can hear my take on C.J. Anderson, a very unpopular take.
Ajayi.
Well, not him.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
C.J.
Anderson. I'm sorry.
I don't know who J.J. is. I don't care.
Okay, but we have C.J. Anderson, Le'Veon Bell.
There we go.
Nile Davis, Jonas Gray, Ronnie Hillman. And here's another.
You like this move. You love this.
I mean, here's another. This is the third. I did it. Ty in St. Louis did it. You know, we're speculating on Chris Johnson getting a job. And why not? You know, I mean, it was probably a round 21 pick or something like that. So why not? You're garbage down there anyway.
Fire. There he is. Sure. CJ 750 could be back.
And yeah, Matt Jones from Washington and your boy, Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah. He might have four good weeks with Jonathan Stewart. Hope he didn't overdraft him. We'll just say that. Receiver, we got Amari Cooper, T.Y. Hilton, loving that, Jeff Janis, Charles Johnson, Jarvis Landry, Nick Toon. So kind of narrow, kind of thin there. You know, love Hilton and Landry on the top end, but not a whole lot behind it there.
I do like Cooper. Cooper,
you are all in on this Raiders offense this year.
I like Derek Carr. I mean, I think, you know, he's going to be thrown to somebody.
Maybe.
Not going to be
laying on his back plenty.
He's not going to be. Trust me.
So I don't trust you at all.
Good.
And Martellus Bennett, Tyler Eifert. So not a bad squad there. Sort of slow and steady. Worried about the depth of that wide receiver core, but some fair top end talent. Where are we at here, Rick? That was Pyro Man. Is that it?
Surely not.
I believe it is, my friend.
Ajayi.
He only came up once today. That's a shame. These teams are missing the boat. This is very unprofessional. I'm going to take a half a second here and scan through and make sure we didn't miss anybody, sort of taking pride in anybody who wanted to have their team broken down, having it done. That's all I see, Rick.
Yeah, if we missed any, we apologize. But
if you're listening in and want your team gone through, 646-478-4679, or you can tweet it over at Asylum Football.
And, you know, just to let the fans out there know, if the Scott Fishbowl 360 wasn't enough.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Check out the FF Couch Coach, FF Couch Coach. And they are doing the FFCC 200. No, not the IJE 200. The FFCC 200. And you can look that up on FFCouchCoach.com, and I'm sure you will.
Sign up now, and you can take on your boy, Rick Lee, or you can give me your money.
I haven't got on yet. I don't know if I'll make it, but if not, I'll help him draft, and we'll represent the Asylum just wonderfully.
So check that out. What was that website again, Rick? You got to take me on here. I believe there's a few spots left in my league.
FFCouchCoach.com.
All right, check that out there.
Ajayi.
I don't think that's ever going to get old, Rick.
I think it's hysterical. I mean,
so, yeah, if you want an entire show to be all made all about you, just send Rick an insult over Twitter, and he will assail you for the better part of 60 minutes next Wednesday. So, Rick, we got through that. What do we got? We got about 15 minutes left. I'm not sure. We've talked about it on a bunch of shows, and I know we talked about it a couple of weeks ago with Bob Long when he called in. We are going through the draft of the SF Bowl here. Saw you having a conversation. Another guy in town. I got to quit reading the Twitter. It just pisses me off.
Go ahead. It's good that you get mad.
But you,
Ajayi.
But you were talking to some donkey. I don't remember who it was. And Matt Forte came up. I don't even remember the nature of the conversation. And at the end, he says, "Well, I like Matt Forte, but not for the price I have to pay." Somebody, for the love of God. 646-478-4679 at Asylum Football, asylumfootball@gmail.com. Somebody explain to me why everyone but me is completely washing their hands of Matt Forte. I don't understand it. I don't get it. To say you like Forte but not at the price tag, a price tag of what? About 111 to 22, somewhere in that range? Are you nuts? How about a guy who runs for 1,200 yards?
Ajayi.
No.
Catches another 100? Can I sell you? Can I interest you in that whatsoever? For the love of God, explain this to me. What am I missing? I can't take it anymore. Any jerk that gets on Twitter thumping his chest, and here's what they say. Here's what these a-holes say. Well, he can't follow up that performance from last year. No kidding. No, he isn't going to catch 100 balls again. I bet he catches 80. Would you take that? Hey, everybody loves Latavius Murray. Would you take 80 catches out of him? How do you feel about that? All you Justin Forsett sucking at the teeth for I don't know why. I have no passion for the Bears or for Matt Forte specifically. What I get tired of self-hate, all these fantasy nerds in their mom's basement beside their Dungeons and Dragons down, and we decide as a collective Matt Forte is going to stink this year, and if you say you don't agree, you can die, and CJ Anderson is the second coming to Jim Brown, and we do this every year. Remember the CJ Spiller year when we came on and declared CJ Spiller's a bum and our ratings got cut in half for about a month and a half until he was a bum and we were right and some of these jerks came back? I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm losing my mind, Rick.
Well, you've lost your mind a long time ago, but I see you're losing your temper, which I agree. Look, he's not going to have 102 catches this year, but let's look at his stats from 2008 on. And he had 63 catches, 57, 51, 52, 44, then 74, and then 102.
Give me the 74 back.
Sure.
Still a top six guy. Yeah,
that's the point. And same with rushing. 2008, 1,200 yards. He had under 1,000 in 2009. He had over 1,000 in 2010. He had roughly 1,000 yards in 11, and he was over 1,000 yards the last 3 years. He's always over 1,000 yards. His career average is 4.2 yards a carry. You know about what you're going to get out of Forte. You're going to get 1,000 to 1,200 yards, and you're going to get probably conservatively 65 catches to 90. Is
400.
Well, yeah.
400.
I know.
400.
400. I'm not going to do that again this year. Remember that. Wait a minute. I have to do my stats.
Hold on.
Last year, Matt Forte had 102 catches, 808 yards. That's all that matters.
How you like it? Here, I want to look, Rick, real quick at something. If you could pad for me here for just 1 second, Fevers, bring something up. Of course, you're not padding. You're trying to bring something up of your own.
Well, I mean, I'm responding to the chat room.
All right, well, you and your minions in the chat room. All right, here we go. Last year, Rick. Reed, you still got those stats up?
Yeah.
Can I have Matt Forte's 20 pass?
1,330. He had 74 catches for 594 yards. He had a total of 12 touchdowns.
Okay. His average draft. Right.
Okay.
Now, do you mind reading me last year's stats?
1,038 yards, 3.9 yards average.
Okay.
1 catches, 100 touchdowns.
And so, based on that,
he had about the same amount of total yards. He had 50 more catches and what?
I don't know. I don't care.
Well, I thought you was pulling them up.
Well, I was looking at 2014.
I mean, you throwing out the 2014 one.
All right, let me pull
Let's
up the
follow it up before you blow an artery.
I just want to yell. Just
yell when you...
Let's do the stats properly.
Ajayi.
Or Ajayi will get angry with me.
So he had that year he had last year, my friend, and now he has been dragged. Hold on, I got to keep going. Oh, whoa.
Twerd. So he's dropped from 5th overall to 23rd overall.
When he had, arguably, in a PPR league, a much better season last year.
23rd is 2.11.
Yes, sir. I mean, Matt Forte. I've been taking Matt Forte
at 8,
because that's where I drafted in every damn league. 8. He's been drafted 1.8 any time you draft with your boy Rick Flieger. And to you FF Couch Coach guys, put your boy at 8. It's going to be Matt Forte again. And I will stand behind him, unless I'm wrong, and then we'll pretend this never happened. But I don't understand it. How? Why? Well, everybody tells
we
can't follow that up last year.
We do have a response on from Walt.
Better be careful.
Fired up. I mentioned him on May 18th. So
you did or Waz did?
No, I'm reading his tweet.
Oh, okay.
If
go
you
ahead.
Would quit yapping while you're thinking about.
I'm sorry, I read his voice and I'll pay attention.
So, Fever checking in, period. I mentioned him on May 18th, : in a box, was at NFL, 2 at FF Riddle. I personally have been a big fan of how low Diakite was good before Trestman. Point well taken, and yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%.
I just don't get it. And my point is, my frustration isn't just about Matt Forte. And you look back, and I'm working on a column, and I'll get it up ASAP. Solid, who I don't know if it's because got to have something to yell about in the microphone. We just decide we're done with this dick. We're done. We're out. No backup, no reason. Don't give me, because he can't do what he did last year. That's fine. Last year, he's still a top 10 guy at his position, and he's still a top 15 guy overall. And just the ridicule and the mocking and the nonsense you have to take for having these opinions, because there's this collaborative of fantasy expert.
Well, the thing I agree with Rick, and what bothers me the most is, okay, you brought up earlier how we were assailed when we said
our listenership took a huge dip out.
We said C.J. Spiller is not a top five back.
The only bigger dip was when we spent two episodes talking about people found dead after several years. Go back and listen to those. That's some funny stuff, you're real uptight.
That was really fun. Yeah,
some of these fantasy guys are uptight.
But
though.
The thing was, that wasn't even.
I mean.
That wasn't.
Judge
yeah, he's not.
No.
But that wasn't a fantasy show.
No, nobody got the difference.
No, nobody. We had different shows on the same network, but nobody could figure that one out. You know, you just read the stupid title. But anyway, what was my point? Oh, yeah.
I got no clue.
Now, but you have guys like Forte who have done it year in and year out. You know, talk to me when he has 600 yards and 30
right.
catches.
And look, I guess,
you know what I'm saying? Or if he turns 34 and
right.
you're saying, okay, no, I mean, he's over the hill.
I guess if you predict it enough, eventually you'll be right, and maybe that's what you're waiting for. What I'm tired of, and there's two guys this offseason, boilerplate issues for me, because I don't think C.J. Anderson's a top four running back. I'm a donkey, which is true, but not for that reason. And because I still believe Matt Forte and his what 100 catches is a viable number one fantasy running back. Again, I'm a fool. And somebody, there's a guy with a,
some point.
Handlebar mustache pulling the lever and decides this year,
Snidely Whiplash.
We all, what? What'd you just say?
Snidely Whiplash.
What's a Snidely Whiplash?
The guy with a curly mustache.
A little bullwinkle or something?
Yeah.
I see how
or Mighty Mouse or one of these things. Dudley Do-Right. That's where he's from.
Yeah, he was a Mountie or something,
yeah,
wasn't he?
And,
Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah, and Snidely Whiplash was the...
Snidely Whiplash! It's hard for me to stay on point with you today, Rick. I'm trying to be angry here.
I know, but, you know, you don't need to be angry because we're right. But anyway, getting back to... What was I talking about?
I don't know. I was talking about Matt Forte.
Yeah, getting back to Matt Forte. About when... We talked about C.J. Spiller. Another case in point was how many from day one, Colin Kaepernick, same thing.
Right. Yeah, we took a beating for...
We took a huge beating for Colin Kaepernick because he ran around for a few games and caught some people off guard. This guy is not... And San Francisco has totally imploded.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're just a joke at this point. They don't go choking to death on me now. It's not that big.
Wow, you're blowing cigar smoke all through.
Well, I'm trying to relax here a little bit, Rick. I'm apparently wound tight today. I don't know why.
Anyway, we're running out of time.
Are we?
He's sitting there texting like some 10th grader.
I'm not texting. I'm trying to set up the outro is what I'm
trying
to do.
He's trying to text.
You gave Cole the day off again.
Cole just took the day off. I don't know where he is. But anyway, we certainly appreciate everybody sending in Scott Fishbowl lineups.
Hey, we'll keep taking them. Keep sending them over. Add a side of football on Twitter.
I mean, there's a lot of time. It's going to be September before now the... I'm complaining and getting angry.
Okay.
Ajayi.
you have a time limit of 8 hours.
Oh, here we go.
To make your pick.
Okay.
Why in God's green earth do these numbskulls start twitting at 10 minutes? Yes, because it's not really a tweet in my mind.
Okay.
They twit.
It's a tweet.
You know, 10 minutes into their time, let's get this thing moving.
Well, they're
we got to get this draft going. You have 8 hours. Let the person go. Maybe they're sleeping. Maybe they have the flu. They were at work.
No, nobody works, Rick. It's fantasy football season.
If you want a draft in 10 minutes, Scott, if you're listening, put a 10-minute limit on each pick.
Wow. Calling Scott out.
No, I'm not calling Scott out.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
You're calling the donkeys out.
He's putting an 8-hour time limit on there for a reason. People actually have lives. And we have this thing in July. The season starts in September.
Okay, that's fair. But we're excited.
Yeah, it's one thing to be excited, but to just brutalize some of these people because they don't pick every 5 seconds.
All right, that's fair.
Chill out, people.
All right. You feel better
now? Ajayi.
Yes, I do.
All right, Rick. Well, let's get out of here. You done with the Ajayis? You got one more before we go?
Ajayi.
All right. Well, thanks so much for enjoying the anger we have brought to the airwaves today. That's what we've done. We'll be back next week, same time here at the Asylum Fantasy Sports Network. Check it out, asylumfantasysports.com, where you'll find all kind of great shows. Fantasy Football Consistency with Bob Long. We got some NASCAR going on there. We've got the Mad Scientist, Nick Ficcarelli. We have Chris Heil in Fantasy Sports Rants every Monday. Check that out. We'll also check us out, Fantasy Sports Network, Saturday, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You're not doing anything else. Check that out. A whole different version of this show. We'll be back here next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Until then, we'll see you.
Take care. She wakes up every morning and she folds my clothes. Doesn't care about the strippers dancing at my shows. She knows that I love her, so I just wanted you to know. I couldn't play. She's twice your age. Don't try
it. Twice is hot.
I judge you.
Kid Rock, you're like Man Rock.
Old Man Rock.
Yeah,
at this point, I think he's older than me at this point. I like this turn he's gone to country. He became friends with Hank Jr. and now he's just a country guy. I like
it. I mean, how can you go
if
wrong?
I was friends with Hank Jr., I'd be a country guy.
I bet you.
All right, let's get out of here.
Bye.